Good morning, Giant 90.9 listeners. This is Inside Athletic Training. I am here with Dr. Hartsark. How is your day going? And I have a couple questions to ask you about athletic trainers and how long a student athlete takes to heal. How long does it take for a student athlete to heal from an injury?
Well, obviously a lot of that depends on the type of injury. I think your mild sprains, usually we can get athletes back playing or practicing within a couple of weeks. I mean, some of your bigger injuries, if you're talking about seeing a surgeon, then that may be more months. But I think by having the athletic training staff here, that helps accelerate that and gets players back on the field a lot quicker than you might see if we were just trying to let it rest along those lines.
What was the worst injury you've had to deal with for being a doctor?
So I think from a being on the sideline, especially for football, I definitely have seen a lot of pretty gruesome lower leg fractures, ones that required surgery. We've had a couple of spine injuries that by themselves I think were more scary than they were bad, because I feel like everybody on the sideline is really well trained on what to do, and I think we all remain calm in those situations. But yeah, to go out there and see a joint or an extremity that's deformed right off the bat is a little, kind of catches your breath a little bit.
How are trainers different from physical therapists?
So athletic trainer has, I think, a lot more tools in their belt. A lot of what they do is to be there for little scrapes, but also your sprains and your big injuries. But they also can do a lot of the prep, such as the taping, things like that, that allow people who might not be 100% to be ready, also to protect themselves. They also can initiate a lot of the therapy type stuff when there is an injury. When you talk about physical therapists, I mean, their main goal is doing the exercises after an injury. But what you will get out of a physical therapist is that they'll have a lot more, because that is all they do, they have a lot more tools up their sleeve that they can do to help. And you know, a lot of times when I'm using both, what it usually ends up being is that the athletic trainer will start the treatment, and if we're hitting a wall, then we move it over to physical therapy where they can do a little bit more concentrated treatment.
How many years of college should you have to take to become a doctor?
So you're 4, or in my case 5 years of college is for undergraduate. Medical school is another 4 years. There are some other programs you can do within medical school that might add a year or two there. After medical school, you go through your residency training, which can vary from 3 to 7 years depending on the specialty. So I had 3 years of residency plus another year of sports medicine training. So after high school is another 12 years of training.
Where did you start your career?
So after I finished all my training, I was in Chicago. I worked for a group that did a lot of work injuries and physicals and things like that. We took care of the Chicago Rush Arena Football League team. I was the head team doctor for the Chicago Shamrocks, which was a national lacrosse league team which plays indoor lacrosse. We also took care of Elmhurst College and Chicago State University.
What is your favorite aspect of being a doctor?
For me, it's the sports coverage. I work with USA Swimming, and as a person who has swum since I was 8, I really like the opportunity to travel with USA Swimming. I also enjoy just going down to the state high school meet and being on the deck and helping out with that, but I get to do a lot of international trips with the national team for USA Swimming, and just being able to be on the, you know, on the deck. You know, even if it's just being on the sideline for football. I mean, I'm a sports nut, and so I geek out to a lot of this stuff as a fan, as well as the doctor on the sideline.
Is there anything else you would like to tell us about athletic trainers, to be an athletic trainer or to be a doctor?
So, you know, it's interesting because I think a lot of the training when you're going through undergraduate, I think there is a split where some people may be headed more for the medical school route. Some people, I think, more the athletic training route. A lot of it has to do with what you're looking for. I mean, athletic training is hands-on from day one. Being a physician, a lot of it is ends up being more classroom time. But obviously, I think when you get through into your training, there's a lot of different routes you can take with that. And over time, I think a lot of people change their minds. So, But yeah, I mean, both of them require a lot of time and a lot of training, but I definitely say they are worth it.
All right, that was Dr. Hartsock with Ben Davis and Indiana University Health.